Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. President Obama has hit Russia with new sanctions over its computer hacking and interference in the November presidential elections. 35 Russian government officials in Washington and in the consulate in San Francisco are being expelled. Two properties run by the Russians are being closed. The president called his actions necessary and appropriate. Russia's President Vladimir Putin has reacted.
Well, the latest is that we've just seen an announcement from Russian President Vladimir Putin that he will not be doing the tit-for-tat expulsion of U.S. diplomats as suggested to him by the foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov. Instead, he has said that he will not lower himself to the U.S. level, as he put it, and will instead consider what President-elect Donald Trump does when he takes office later in January.
That's VOA Moscow correspondent Daniel Scharf. Despite some sporadic clashes, a ceasefire in Syria is holding up. The deal brokered this week by Russia and Turkey. However, it excludes the groups designated by the United Nations as terrorist.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan called the deal a historic chance to stop the Syrian conflict.
We have an opportunity to stop the bloodshed in Syria with a political solution. We must not squander this chance. This is a historical chance. This window of opportunity should not be wasted.
If the ceasefire holds, it will be followed by peace talks between the Syrian government and the opposition in Kazakhstan's capital, Astana. But President Assad, who is backed by Russia and Iran, has made it clear that he has no intention of stepping down.
This is VOA News. As 26